The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Revelation chapter 4. Where we'll continue our study about the rapture. In a bigger sense, this is in our study of Revelation, kind of a flyover of Revelation, but we're going to slow down here, take a little bit closer look at Revelation chapter 4. And if you have access to a Bible, I want to encourage you to go and grab it, open the Scripture to Revelation chapter 4, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to encourage you also to go take a look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are many resources you'll find there, and you can find all of the messages in this series there if you'd like to go back. I realize this is part two in this series on the rapture, so you can go back and hear the first part of this program, and particularly this series, again, at considerhisword.org. There's also a link there where you can contact us. We would love to hear from you. If you would put on there your address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'll send you one of our prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that you can slip into a shirt pocket, easily fit into a purse or into a Bible case. I take mine with me on church on Wednesday night, and there when people say, pray for me, I'm able to pull it out and write their names down in my little prayer journal. And I think I've filled up three or four of these by now. But simply write to us and just request a prayer journal. So you can do it at the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we started this series last week, and I want to go back and read the passage again, at least the first four or five verses of Revelation 4, just to kind of catch us up and bring us up to where we are. So, Revelation 4, beginning at verse 1. John said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. So last week we talked about how the first thing, when John began chapter 4, he said, after this I looked. After what? After writing to these seven churches as God had instructed him. He said, I looked and behold, a door was open. And he said, I heard a voice. We believe it was the door of heaven. And I'm not going to take time to go through it all again, but I believe this is when the rapture takes place in Revelation 4. I believe it happens before the tribulation. And so the door was opened, and then he heard a voice as if it were a trumpet. Every time that we hear about the Lord coming, there's always these two things. The rapture is marked by both a voice and a trumpet. And so he heard, first of all, let's talk about the trumpet. I believe it was a shofar. You know, it's like that sheep's horn that's kind of curly-cued. You probably have seen them before. I don't believe it was a trumpet like we have around today, but that it was the Old Testament shofar that he heard. You know, this would have been a familiar sound to him to hear this trumpet. Paul called it the last trump in 1 Corinthians 15, and we read in Revelation chapter 4 that there will be a trumpet that sound and the voice of God. Now, we need to talk about this voice. This is kind of where we left off last week, was this voice that he heard, as it were, a trumpet. The voice will be heard in the rapture. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Bible says there will be a shout. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And so it will be a very distinct voice. And I believe that when we have trusted Christ as our Savior, that we will recognize it as the voice of Jesus himself. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And I believe the next voice we hear from heaven is going to be the voice of Jesus himself. And the Bible even tells us what he is going to say. The command is here in verse 1 toward the end of the verse. He said that the trumpet was talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, translation, come up hither, simply means come up here. I believe that's the rapture. When we hear the voice and the trump of God, and Jesus says, come, come up here. It's time. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, I'm going to be quoting 1 Thessalonians 4 quite a bit. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. When he says, come up here, we will be with him. Jesus said in John 14, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And this is when Jesus invites us, tells us to come. It's time. And I believe this particularly represents the rapture. Now, I want to clarify something here real quick. When the rapture comes, now, by the way, the word rapture is not found in the scripture. It just simply means the catching away or to be caught up. Where Jesus said, come up hither. The Bible says we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. To be caught up is the rapture. Don't confuse the rapture with the second coming. Those are two separate events. So many people confuse them and combine them together. In the second coming, Jesus does come to earth. The Bible says to the Mount of Olives. However, in the rapture, Jesus doesn't come to the earth. We hear the voice, and the Christians are taken out. If you can imagine, all the believers, the people who have trusted Christ as their Savior, will be taken out of this world. Well, I'll just disappear. The Bible says there'll be a great lie that's told to try to explain it. I wonder, you know, I don't know, but I wonder if somebody's going to throw climate change in there about that. I have no idea. But there'll be a great lie that's told, and people will believe that lie. And the rapture will come. So don't confuse the rapture with the second coming. In a few weeks, we're going to talk about the second coming. It's a whole separate event. So he saw the door, he heard the voice, and as he entered heaven's door, he began to describe the throne that he saw there. Now, understand that John is trying to communicate to us in words that people might understand. And this may be hard for us to understand, because when he talks about all these precious stones and all of these things, I don't know about you, but I'm not familiar with them enough to recognize them right away. Certainly we can look them up, but let me read what he said. He said, and let me pick up at verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Can you get this picture in your mind? And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like unto a lion, the second beast like unto a calf. The third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts each had of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When the beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever. What a description. And I'm not going to take time to break this down word by word, but just imagine what he saw, the scene of all of these stones, of all of these jewels and precious stones and lightning and thunder and rainbow. And what about these 24 elders? Now, there's, again, a lot of controversy about these, but I believe that they represent the saints. There's much speculation about who they are, but I believe that's us, people who are born again. And he saw this sea of glass and these 4 beasts, and their description is very similar to this description that we find back in Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah talked about when he saw the Lord. He called them seraphims, and he also said they had 6 wings, and that they cried to one another the same words, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Why holy, holy, holy? I believe it's for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And very quickly, the last thing I want you to see is how they worshiped the Lord. He said, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You know, here are the words that we will say before the throne of God when we worship him. To worship the Lord, to give him glory and honor and praise, he said, and power. And we worship him because he is a creator. We worship him today in church, but imagine the voices of worship on that day. And I love that we have the words here, that we will worship the Lord. And I hope you know the Lord, and I hope you'll be in that place, and that you'll be caught up in the rapture when that day comes. I'm praying that you will. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.